By now, home foreclosure stories have become all too familiar, but we bring you one this morning that offers some hope. 6 years ago, near the peak of the housing bubble, a Boston woman, Bosie, who asked that her full name not be used, bought a rundown two-family house with a subprime mortgage she could barely afford.
We've been renting all along. And the thing is that we work so hard, and our dream is to have our own home, which is the American dream.
Facing increasing monthly payments on a house in desperate need of repair, she refinanced with several predatory lenders.
But then suddenly, the mortgage kept going up. And it was no longer what we had talked about originally.
Bosie lost her job during the recession and defaulted on her mortgage. She blames herself for believing that her lenders were not setting her up to fail.
We signed those papers, thinking that, okay, they were on our side, not knowing that they were not on our side.
Her story ends in foreclosure, but in a new twist, Bosie and others like her are getting their homes back through a privately funded program that's now being held up as a national model to help communities blighted by foreclosures. WBUR's George Hicks has the story.
Oh, hi, George.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Nice to see you.
Nice to see you again.
Bosie, a social worker, has lived in Boston for 30 years. She's married with three school-age children. By March of last year, when Bosie went back to work full-time, her payments had jumped to over $4,000 a month and would ramp up to almost $5,000, not including late payment fees of as much as 25%. Bosie says she requested a loan modification, but the servicer refused. By December, Bosie and her family and tenant were facing foreclosure and ultimately eviction.
They were harassing us, they were calling us, and when I got the letter saying that they have to foreclose the house, that was when I knew that I have to do something.
Good evening, everybody.
Hey,
that's what I like to hear.
This is the weekly meeting of the Bank Tenant Association at City Life Vita Urbana, and it's where Bosie ended up last December after she reached out to friends for help. City Life, a community activist organization, has been advocating for affordable housing and tenants' rights in Boston's poorer neighborhoods for 37 years.
Here at City Life, we organize to help strengthen ourselves so we can fight to stay in our homes.
At these bank tenant meetings, members organize demonstrations outside foreclosed properties, banks, and mortgage lenders' storefronts. City Life provides referrals to loan modification counselors. Also on hand are pro bono lawyers who advise tenants fighting eviction.
What do we do when the banks attack?
Stand up, fight back!
What do we do when the banks attack?
Stand up, fight back!
But for Bosie, it was too late. She was already in foreclosure. So City Life referred her to Boston Community Capital, a nonprofit which has financed affordable housing and commercial real estate development in low-income communities for 25 years. In 2007, BCC had studied the steep increase in Boston foreclosures and found huge disparities between income and mortgage-related debt, so it set up a mortgage brokerage to try to provide refinancing at terms appropriate to borrowers' incomes.
And what we discovered in short order was that the mortgages that people in the neighborhoods had were so large that it wasn't possible to refinance them.
Elise Cherry is CEO of Boston Community Capital. She says BCC had to come up with a different strategy.
We recognized that our best shot was really at attempting to buy property post-foreclosure, but prior to eviction.
In other words, after foreclosure, BCC could purchase these homes at a deep discount, sell them back to the owners, and provide an affordable fixed-rate mortgage. To do this, BCC designed the Sun Initiative for Stabilizing Urban Neighborhoods, a $50 million program to buy, resell, and finance over 2,000 foreclosed homes over the next 5 years. It's raised $32 million in capital since last December, all from private investors. To bring homeowners in, BCC relies on community organizations like City Life. And that's how Bosie became one of the Sun Initiative's first clients.
This Boston Community Capital, they're not giving you a mortgage that you cannot afford. They don't want to see you fail. They really put it right there on the table, and everything is well explained.
To Elise Cherry of Boston Community Capital, Bosie's story provides a litany of predatory lending practices.
For example, teaser rates, meaning that you have a rate for the first 2 years and then jumps in year three. That would be a predatory loan. Insistence from the brokers that you really should refinance because, after all, you can get more cash and it's not going to cost you more money. That kind of misleading activity we would also include in the concept of predatory lending. Payment option arms. You have a loan of, say, $500,000, and the broker essentially says, how much would you like to pay on that loan? And then at some point down the road, all of the money that you're not paying in terms of accrued interest or principal gets added, and your interest rate jumps. That would be a predatory loan.
Nevertheless, says Cherry, when evaluating potential borrowers, BCC employs standards that were more or less abandoned in the low-doc, no-doc loan market of the last decade.
We're familiar with the property. We become quite familiar with the borrower. We underwrite them very carefully to understand what their history has been of paying debt. Once we've gone through that, we make a determination about whether a borrower can afford a mortgage.
Cherry adds that homeowners with multiple refinancings, like Bosie, face further scrutiny.
If we see that there's been a significant amount of money taken out through refinancing, then we do ask where the money has gotten to. And if someone says, you know, we've put that money into our homes, we have new bathroom, new roof, new porches, whatever, we send someone out to take a look and to assure that the work has actually been accomplished.
So far, about 60% of applicants to the Sun Initiative have been accepted. And of those, about 90% succeeded in getting their homes back. That's over 50 homes since last December. I asked Elise Cherry if this amounts to a windfall for these lucky owners.
They often have neighbors who say, wait a minute, I have a $300,000 mortgage too. My house isn't very different from your house. I'm working two jobs and my spouse is working two jobs. How come you're getting a mortgage for $150,000? Why shouldn't I just stop paying? And that's a good question.
So, BCC requires all borrowers to share any appreciation in the value of their homes. The more they owed prior to foreclosure, the less they get when they sell. Also, BCC requires that borrowers pay a 25% markup on their home, which brings the sale price closer to true market value. Even so, Cherry says some of her clients have been harassed in their own neighborhoods, which is why we agreed not to use Bosie's full name.
Hi, Goran. How are you doing?
Good.
Enjoying the weather? It's beautiful.
Back at Bosie's house, she tells me that the past 6 years seem like a bad dream, but with a happy ending. This house became hers once again on April 9th. It's a story she shares with homeowners like herself each week at City Life meetings.
Most people don't know that there's help out there. But when people hear it directly from me, they know that it's not impossible. It's possible.
Recently, the Federal Reserve asked Boston Community Capital to provide a blueprint of the Sun Initiative so that the program might be replicated in other parts of the country where home prices have fallen sharply and neighborhoods are threatened by increasing foreclosures. For WBUR, I'm George Hicks.